is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan searches for bombers.
Meri behno aur bhaiyo, main aaj aapke samne.
That's Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. He's vowing to intensify counter-terrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's suicide bombing in Lahore. At least 72 people were killed, 300 wounded in the Easter Sunday blast, which targeted Christians at a crowded park. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanded operations against the Islamic State group. Backed by Russian airstrikes, pro-government forces reclaimed control of Palmyra after a 10-month Islamic State occupation. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the offensive left 400 militants dead, along with more than 180 pro-government fighters. An Angolan court Monday sentenced 17 young activists to prison terms of 2 to 8 years for rebelling against the government of President José Eduardo dos Santos. One of those sentenced is a well-known rap singer, Luati Berrao. The sentence followed a lengthy trial seen by Angola's political opposition as an example of government repression of dissent. The activists were arrested in June after a public reading of a book described as a blueprint for nonviolent resistance to repressive regimes. A man widely reported to be a main suspect in last week's Brussels terrorist attacks has been released due to a lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor says authorities had no justification to hold the man, known only as Feikel C. Media reports suggested the man might have been the third individual seen in an airport security camera footage alongside the two men who blew themselves up there. This is VOA News. A gunman was taken into custody Monday afternoon after shots were fired at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. This man was in the building when the shooting occurred.
We were here with colleagues for lobbying, and we were going through the visitor center security. And as I walked through, we heard, get out, there's an active shooter. And so we all ran out, went around the side of the building to be secure, and then we were relocated up from the building. The police escorted us up the building.
Capitol Police Chief Matthew Verderosa said the man pulled out a gun during a routine security screening at the entrance to the Capitol Visitor Center and aimed the weapon at police. He said officers fired at the man, wounding him. The suspect was taken to a hospital. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. and Turkey are discussing plans to expand cooperation in order to put greater pressure on Islamic State militants. He commented Monday at the top of a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu. Mr. Kerry complimented Turkey on its treatment of migrants.
We respect the fact that Turkey is trying to manage the lives of these refugees. We've committed today an additional $20 million specifically to our ongoing more than $5 billion that the American people have contributed to the effort to deal with this refugee crisis.
John Kerry. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. The two Democratic candidates compete next on April 5th in Wisconsin and again April 9th in Wyoming. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is focusing on an April 19th vote when people in New York State, which she once represented as a senator, decide how to allocate their 291 delegates. She was defeated over the weekend by her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, in 3 Western state contests. On the Republican side, the nomination fight between businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz appears to have escalated into a full-fledged war of personal barbs. The next major Republican primary is April 5th in Wisconsin. Some analysts predict it may become the last stand for the third Republican candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich. Cuba's former leader, Fidel Castro, is signaling his continued resistance to smoother relations with the United States. The 89-year-old Castro, who turned over power in the communist country in 2008 to his younger brother Raul, stayed out of sight during U.S. President Barack Obama's 3-day visit last week. In a bristling 1,500-word essay in state media Monday, Fidel Castro said, quoting now, "We do not need the empire to give us any presents." Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed. In Europe, markets were down on the day. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.